This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM FM, Winnipeg.
Went to the bar last night with a couple old buddies. I had a couple too many. I said a little too much. A dozen TVs flashing highlights for the lowlifes. Call the night out a blessing or call it a crutch. It never takes long for the talk to turn to Jesus. Guess I'm still hoping there's someone coming to save us. Eric looks up from his beer, quotes the golden rule. Says, Dale, you think there might be more than enough? Ain't that the way the deal goes down? One foot in a rut and the other breaking ground. Do what you say and say what you must. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us. Gavin, he's one real big bugger. 7 feet tall, gotta be pushing 300 pounds by now. Wise beyond his weight, he laughs at me when I complain. He's not afraid to put me right back in my place. Ain't that the way the deal goes down? One foot in a rut and the other breaking ground. Do what you say and say what you must. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us. Destined for hell or some Walmart parking lot. And a mile past last call, leaning into it all. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us.
And good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, where we're all friends. It's a singer-songwriter show, I guess, of sorts, originating on UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Jeff, your host, playing you the good stuff for the next couple of hours, and hopefully you'll stick around for some great music and some good times. And, you know, enjoy. Make the best of it. We kicked it off there, something big, something exciting. Finally, it looks like it's finally going to happen. I don't think we can screw it up now. It's only a few days left. Looks like we're going to finally get to see that Del Barber concert coming up this Thursday at the Park Theater. And I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't seen a proper Del show in, man, a long time. Because this past summer he played a few shows, but I couldn't go. So I feel like it's been a long time since I saw a proper show, and I'm really looking forward to it Thursday night. We kicked it off there with something from Del's latest called Stray Dogs. It's a Leftovers collection, but it's pretty great. It's pretty stellar. And it's a beautiful record if you haven't got one. come on down and get one on Thursday. Hopefully we'll see lots of you down there. And we got other shows to talk about, including the one tonight, which we told you about last week. Zachary Lucky and Bobby Dove will be playing something from them. We got some new music. We got some other stuff and whatever else. I don't know. And when I say that, I truly mean, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot on the list this week again, so I really don't know. But we'll make it all right. We'll make it all right. It'll be worth your while, I'm sure. Thanks for being here. If you do have suggestions to steer the ship next week, perhaps, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can make your requests, your suggestions, your complaints. Just make yourself known over there. Anyway, we got to start it off with a bit of bad news, a bit of sad news, a bit of unfortunate news. I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's not the end of the world. There's a silver lining. There's some positivity to it. But perhaps you've heard about the crazy rain and flooding in British Columbia in Canada here over the past little while. It's just been insane, the amount of rain that's come and the devastation that it's caused, the flooding over there. And I know it's hard for us to believe here in Winnipeg, where the snow is piling up pretty high, but they had some pretty catastrophic rains in BC, and a lot of people are struggling to get their lives back in order. And one of those people just happens to be a really longtime good friend of ours. And that's our good pal Leroy Stagger. If you haven't been following him on social media, he, of course, they moved from Lethbridge out to British Columbia, back to where he's from and back closer to family and stuff. And they found this beautiful little house right next to this beautiful little creek. And he built himself a new studio in his house and was just getting everything back up and running and getting settled in. And Kobe's been decorating it like a champ, and the kids are settled in and everything was great. And then their little creek, within a matter of, I guess, a few hours, went from a cute little creek to a raging river that ran right through their house. And so basically his new studio kind of floated away and lost just tons and tons of stuff. It sounds like a superhero and a friend of the show, friend of everybody, Tom Mernka, rushed over there and was pulling stuff out of the flood, trying to salvage whatever they could. And I guess they saved some things, but it sounds like the devastation was pretty complete. Now, the good news is that everybody's safe. They're going to be all right, and it sounds like they're well insured. But the problem with that is that the insurance is going to take months to come in. And in the meantime, what do you do, right? His only source of income, basically, at this point, is that studio and the merchandise that went underwater. So there's not a lot of money coming in, and obviously they got to find a place to live and find a way to eat and all that stuff. So Tom Mernka, angel that he is, and Lee Reimer set up GoFundMe. If you go to GoFundMe.com and search for Leroy Stagger, there's a page there called "Help Leroy Stagger Recover from Studio Flood," where they're trying to get the family, you know, through this tough time. And people have been hugely generous, of course, and the money is coming in. And so I think, I think it's going to be okay. It's a beautiful show of love for our friends, and hopefully they're going to make it through all right. But if you feel like donating and supporting the cause and supporting this beautiful family who does nothing but bring love and joy into the world, then I urge you to go over to GoFundMe.com and show them some love. And I know they're not going to forget the kindness, that's for sure, that people have shown. So, you know, it's a good thing. And we love Lee and his family, and we wish them nothing but the best. And uh, I I know he's got a good enough sense of humor to perhaps forgive me for playing this one right away, but it kind of came to mind when I was watching that footage of his house. We love you, Lee. We hope you're doing all right. We hope everybody, you know, gets settled and everything's all right. And you know, I'm sure this is how you felt when you saw that water coming in.
Well, we all get drunk and we all fall down over on the lonely side of town. So we traded. Our house, beautiful house.
And this is our house, beautiful house, this beautiful house. Creek's driving you insane. The neighbor's dog keeps you up on most nights. And the record room smells of pop smoke. Your crazy uncle ruined the joke. Your mother laughs and lights a cigarette. And this is our house, beautiful house. This is our house, beautiful house, this beautiful house. And when you cry, I will cry too, 'cause in these walls I can't hide from you. I promise I will never go to sleep. Jump rope, hide and seek. The mower never looks so sleek in its light. And this is our house, beautiful house. And this is our house, beautiful house. It's beautiful house.
This is Rosie from the Sun Parlor Players. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
If the creature across the field. I wanna get some. I wanna get in the way of that great big old irrigation gun.
This is Leroy Steger. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba, umfm.com.
Got me. let's take it back. Start a revolution. Get it back.
Go. That's some stuff there from Leroy Stagger. We'll send out love to him and his family, who have been drying out after a devastating flood at their home and studio. That's More Love Than Money from the brand new record Dystopian Weekends. And normally I would say go, you know, buy yourself a copy if you haven't already and buy yourself some merch while you're there. But I don't know. I saw some video of some records that is probably not going to send out. So I don't know what the merch situation is. Maybe it's better to just go to the GoFundMe and just chip in that way in the meantime and maybe wait until the merch dries off. I don't want them to feel, you know, pressure to make more merch you know? So I don't know what the status of that is, but, you know, hopefully you'll find the GoFundMe.com and show some love and support, or just send him a message. I know he loves that stuff too. He loves to know that people are out there thinking of him and care about him. So if you, even if you can't support or don't want to for whatever reason, just send him an email. Tell him you love him. More love than money there from Dystopian Weekends. We heard the Depression River before that, title track to that record. That's a pretty great one. Sandwiched in the middle there, just because I was thinking about it too, Sun Parlor Players, If the Creeks Don't Rise, from Hymns for the Happy. What a record that is. Oh, man. I miss that band. I miss Rosie. What do we need to do to get Rosie back? I miss Rosie. And we heard the title track to Leroy's second record, yeah, Beautiful House, produced by Danny Michelle, for goodness sake. And someday if you're really bored, I can tell you the story about hanging out at Pearson Airport with Danny Michelle as he was going to make that record with Leroy Stagger. I don't think either one of them really loved that record in retrospect, come to think of it. But, I know they're good pals, and I'm sure they're all right, you know. It's a great record. And, hey, you heard that song on, it was the other one, right? It was Just In Case Anybody Needed to Know. That was on Grey's Anatomy, wasn't it? We also heard off the top Slowly Sinking from Dear Love. And that song's, it's got so much, it's got all this, if you listen to it on headphones, it's a super like, like lo-fi, like basement recording at Carolyn Mark's house or something. And there's all this like talking in the background. I thought I had like an ad playing in a separate window or something, or, you know, somebody came downstairs and was trying to talk to me at the same time. I'm hearing all these voices and I'm thinking, no, I took my meds today. I think I'm okay. It's not that. So I don't know, but if you, that song might freak you out if you play it. So there's your little warning that there's talking in the background. It freaks you out. What else? Should we just play some new music here? Let's see, what's the time? I probably should figure these things out before it's time to actually. Yeah, why not? Let's play some new music. Should I play some stupid? Here, I'm going to play something stupid, okay? Just to lighten the mood, okay? And I'm going to warn you right now. It's veering into like not just potty mouth territory, but like, you know, call the CRTC territory. So please don't call the CRTC. I mean, they know about me. We've had our run-ins in the past. I'm warning you now. Okay. If you're scared of potty words, this one is going to be like sirens going off in your brain. Okay. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do it. Okay. And I hope it's tongue in cheek. I hope it's as silly as I feel like it is, this song. I found it pretty amusing, and maybe you will as well, or maybe you'll just call the CRTC and get me canceled. I don't know. That's up to you. That's up to you. But I do want to play you something brand new from a guy named Paul Cawthon. And I'm warning you again, here's your warning. It's vile, but I don't know. I hope it'll be worth it. Here's your last warning. Bad words. Turn the channel. Kids are going to get scared. Because it's called Country as Fuck.
I'm a shade tree mechanic, got a one-ton truck. I drink a 30-pack a day, cause I'm country as fuck. Call me Little Nas, call me Tim McGraw. Not a moment too soon, I had horses in the stall. I go to Piggly Wiggly, call out on my CB. Still a VCR and Jim and Rick do my TV. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. I was 2 years old when I shot my first rabbit. Only got one hat, if you touch it then you die. Unless you're blonde, you can dance and cinch your hog tie. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit, damn son. If I don't catch a check, I'm gonna sell my wife's gun. Cause I'm country, living it up. Called Dive Bar, fireworks, guitar. riding my woodland on a 83 Texoma. I was driving tractors before we got sexy. Real cowboys don't rock the Kenny Chesney. Catfishing, skinny dipping, bonfires, guitars, Willie Nelson, candy melting, summer sun shooting guns. Hot dog, holly golly, dang nabbit. I ain't gotta sell my soul if I want it, then I grab it. Hot dog, holly golly, dang nabbit, damn son. I'm about to catch a jet by a Yeti from the club. Start a new religion, beat the system. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. If you bump into me, I'ma always say sorry. Candy painted Harley, beer pong at the party. All the girls are wild, yeah, country girls are gnarly. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit, damn son. I'm country, living it up. So dang country, you ain't country enough.
Must have been a big mess. Not Buster or John, I'm not at my best. Trying to play straight, but I come undone. No, I can't connect, I'm missing the mark. Second night of the tour and I'm having second thoughts. On this road headed west, Winnipeg on a Friday night. Well, it's cold to the bone, so I'm gonna get high. Starting to remember the words and the reason why. Saskatoon is colder yet, but I'm finally getting into the set. I know this is what I do, but sometimes I forget. And the opening act was a nice surprise. Couldn't get her name straight. Maybe I'm too high. Many miles of nowhere, doing the same old. Tomorrow brings. Getting all the words, try to make it a joke. Feeling kind of low, but you make it work. Edmonton's a beautiful drive. See the northern lights pull over for a while. Oh, the silence is nice. Then it's over the mountains to the rainy city. And the Orpheum is so, so pretty. Always a party in Vancouver town. Up at dawn to get the first ferry. Sleeping on the bus, feeling weary. Yeah, I'm starting to rust. And the opening act was a nice surprise. Couldn't get her name straight. Maybe I'm too high. Many a mile to nowhere, doing the same old. What tomorrow brings. Mm-hmm. Troy Airport on 3 hours sleep. I'm standing in line asleep on my feet, and I bounce in my seat all the way to YVR. When I get home, it should be time, but my body's burnt, my brain is wired, and I sing this song all night long. And the opening act was a nice surprise. Couldn't get her name straight, maybe I'm too high. Many miles of nowhere, doing the same old thing. So I'll sing my song and see. Yeah, I'll sing my song and see. Yeah, I'll sing my song and see. What tomorrow brings.
Yeah, we don't know when our card clocks out. It was yesterday, we were in our prime. Mic-mac, click-clack, don't even think about looking back. Kodak, soundtrack, I remember when my ma had a heart attack. We are all on a conveyor belt, the factory on the wheel of time. Yeah, we don't know when our cart clocks out. It was yesterday and we were in our prime. Tic-tac, tic-tac-toe. Hey, I'm still looking for Indian Joe. Where the hell did my dad go? Maybe we're the river and the rainbow flow. Yeah, maybe we're the river and the rainbow. At the top of the tree, my love's got a money back guarantee. I'm living now in Tennessee, but I still scream Bahoonzee. Hey, let's go join the Jubilee. Don't let the time run out on me. My mom and dad have gone to sea. We're all on a conveyor belt in the factory on the wheel of time. Yeah, we don't know when our cart clocks out. It was yesterday, we were in our prime. Seems like yesterday and we were in our prime.
Friend in the mirror.
Erin Ray there, the lovely Erin Ray. She's got an upcoming record coming called Lighten Up. That was Candy and Curry. She's serving up some candy and curry for us. What could go better than candy and curry? Steve Poltz in there. He's got a new record coming out called Stardust and Satellites. We heard a beautiful song there called Conveyor Belt. Something in there from Blue Rodeo called The Opening Act, a new Greg Keeler classic, sure to be classic. I don't think Greg really has a sense of humor, so I think probably that song is meant to be serious. I don't know. The opening act there from Many a Mile, the upcoming Blue Rodeo record, I don't know, whatever. Just come and play us the classics. That's all I care about. And Paul Cawthon in there. I hope your ears are okay. Country as fuck. Yeah. Okay. I want to play a couple of covers here before I run out of time. One by request. One because I don't know. I don't even know whether I should or not. Yeah, why not? Just got me thinking about a recent episode of a podcast that I like. They also do it on video now. You can watch them sitting on the couch doing the show. It's called Your Favorite Band Sucks. And sometimes I never really know whether they're putting us on or not, and whether there's, I don't know. I enjoy the show. Maybe you would as well. Check it out. They talk about the band that wrote this song on not the newest episode, but the one before, I guess. And I don't know. I'm just gonna play it. Sure, why not?
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. Tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be?
Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. and it's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that'll bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together while walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad tracks and find that you're still moving on the back roads of the rivers of my memory. And for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Fields and clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence and tears of joy might stain my face. And the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. And I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a rustling coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Cut hands around a tin can, I may pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
By request there for Regina, got to see Hal Gelb at the Take Root Festival. It was last weekend, I guess. Hanging out with old friends and seeing live music. And she said, how was the highlight of the whole thing? And there was some great stuff there. Courtney Marie Andrews and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. I still don't get it. I've tried with the How. I've got some Giant Sand. I've got some How. Just, I don't know. I'm missing something, obviously. Maybe I should have been there. Maybe it would have helped me. But that's his cover of Gentle on My Mind there, the old John Hartford classic made famous by great old Glenn Campbell. And before that, Kenny Musgraves, yeah. Casey Musgraves with the cover of, you know, that old singer-songwriter classic, Fix You by Coldplay. We don't play a lot of Coldplay covers on this show for good reason. We will play you some other covers, or some songs that were covered anyway, after a short break. Stick around, more Tell the Band to Go Home after we return.